Hey everyone, hello, welcome to Sneedcast Deep Dive, where we take one of our Sneedcast industry update stories and we give you a little bit more information on them. This time we have Daniel joining us. He's going to be giving us some feedback on what the story is about or his personal sentiments on it.
Can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, so Alexa, you did the story, did a lot of great research on it. And if you watch our most recent episode, you would have seen it. But it is a story about California now using wastewater as kitchen water and drinking water. So can you give us a broader view of it?
So getting back to your point, Q, we're thinking flush to faucet, or as they like to say, toilet to tap. You're essentially talking about California's new recycling program for their water. So essentially, California has had some of the driest years the past couple of decades. They can't just rely on one specific water source, and they can't just rely on pumping water back into aquifers and purifying it that way. So now the new idea is that there's going to be new recycling facilities for this water. What they're going to do is they're essentially taking wastewater that you would typically use for, say, flushing a toilet or anything else in terms of waste, and instead of using it for, say, irrigation or ice rinks, which is what they're currently doing, you're now going to be able to purify it to the point where you're looking for viruses, pathogens, all of that's going to be taken out of the water. They're taking extra steps to then purify it, put minerals back into it, and then it's going to go directly to your tap. So this is now going to be consumable water.
My question, whenever I first saw the story, I was like, why wouldn't they just do anything else other than take poop water and make it drinking water? Because, I mean, that's the bad pitch. It's like, well, you're drinking poop.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, but at that point, I'd rather just, why can't we just take some salt water,
so
take some of that, and then purify that salt water instead of trying to use human waste.
So that's what I would think too, because it's California. They're like right off the coast, or they are the coast. There's so much water there. Problem is that taking salt out of water, like ocean water, is crazy expensive. It takes so much power to actually do it that it becomes not worth it. It's something like $2,000 per like acre of actual water, or water, compared to like $1,000 per each acre that they bring in via like aqueduct and all that stuff, because that's how they do it right now, is that they have just tons and tons of aqueducts that they basically just bring in water from.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And also the other issue is that they use tons and tons of water because there's farming out there. There's LA, San Diego, they have tons of water, and it's created like a bunch of beef between the areas of the state. Like North hates South for because they use too much water, and it's like this crazy beef that they have, and like they always try and like redirect water, and also there's tons of droughts there too,
so everyone's got to wait their turn before they get the water.
I don't know, I've seen a lot of films where like they talk about it, like it's like some comedy film where they'll be like, yeah, we can't use a ton of water because, well, they have a drought going on. Compared to here, like, we have plenty of water because we're in Houston. Like, that's really never a huge issue for us at all.
Yeah. Mm. So, well, I mean, we definitely have our drought portions of it where anyone's, you know, going on. Not necessarily mandatory, but sometimes it's recommended, especially in some neighborhoods. Hey, try and not use as much water.
Yeah.
Be, you know, considerate of how much you're using. You talked about the cost of that salt water and purifying it so that it is usable. Makes me question, how much is it costing to take human waste water to repurpose it so that it is usable?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, Alexa, do you have more insight on that, or what do you think?
So in terms of the actual cost, I can't give specific figures on that. What I can say is that in order to get these recycling facilities set up in place, so it's still a couple of years away, if not like a decade or so away, but you have to raise funding and you have to get public support through this. So it's going to be a little bit hard when you're marketing it as like flush to faucet or toilet to tap.
That definitely not the best title you want to push.
Yeah. It's not good branding for your water,
I mean, if they're looking for public approval, that's definitely not going to be from me. But I guess that's going to be more for anyone in California that's going to be having to ask those questions themselves of what they're willing to ingest.
Do you think they should have just lied about it? Like, I almost feel like they should just not tell people. I know that's like a terrible suggestion, but like, it would be so much easier to just do it and then just be like, yeah, you've been drinking poop water for a while now. So, and like, that's what someone says. And like, you know, like, as a quote, like, one of the guys says, like, you may think that you've never touched this stuff, but I guarantee you have. Because, like you said, they do ice rinks. They do... Yeah. What else do they do?
So, ice rinks, they irrigate agricultural land with it. So, it's not like at some point you're not coming into contact with it. It's so much so, like, now you're going directly from wastewater to drinking it.
Which yeah. Is, mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I bet you tap water, there's definitely something floating around there. And if you've ever drinking out of a faucet, you know, especially as a kid, that's something probably you may have come in contact with.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, like, Brita has amassed a massive business based off of the idea that tap water is not safe or clean.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, they must just be pumped about this because it's like, hey, get your poop out of me. You know, it's just like, it's great. I'm just like, I just really feel like they just should have lied about it.
See, in my opinion, I feel like I'm going to go completely opposite of UQ. I don't think they should lie about it. I feel like they should be 100% transparent about it, like, from start to finish. I also feel like they should change their marketing approach.
Yeah.
I feel like toilet to tap, you know, again, isn't working. Flush to faucet isn't working either. So again, just being completely transparent with it. It's not like this is the first time that we're recycling water to begin with. Like, if we think about the astronauts that are in space, they have recycling systems set in place where it's like you're recycling sweat, you're recycling urine. Like, would you rather just not have water, or would you have something to drink? I think it's just getting past the whole, oh, it's wastewater.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, Bear Grylls did it. Yeah. You know, why can't we do it?
On Survivor, they do it all the time. Yeah. I think what this highlights most is that, like, how bad the droughts can be there. Like, I mean, like, they have no other option because they just consume so much water, and that's not their fault. They're a huge state. They have huge cities. I mean, LA's massive. San Diego's massive, and they have to have it somewhere. It's just crazy that it comes down to that. Like, I think that desalinization would be a better option, but apparently it's just so expensive that it's like, it's so expensive that they're like, well, we'd rather take wastewater and just do that because it's so freaking expensive.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear, like, if it's actually going to be that much more cost effective compared to just taking salt water and, you know, get all the salt out of it to make it usable. Because if that's the case, where it is cheaper, then I think we're going to see a lot of people from California making that move to, you know, poo water. And I know I probably am not going to drink any tap water while I'm there, so.
Yeah, just, I've heard there's poop in this.
Yeah, so I'm going to make sure I get my smart waters, I get my Fiji waters,
every waiter, be like, is there poop in this?
Yeah. I can't even trust the, you know, if I go to a restaurant, I get a glass of water, I got to make sure it wasn't coming from a faucet. I'm going to ask for bottled water instead. And that's, you know, that's more plastic. That's going to be bad. And, you know, California, just, you know, if you got, like, plastic straws, you know, you got to make sure it's paper.
Yeah.
And they're not going to have that. They're going to make me kick out or something like that. So, but
I mean,
I'm not having it.
But I feel like with, like, the growing world, how it is right now, like, this is going to happen to other states. Like, we're not, or rather, they're not alone in, like, a water crisis. I mean, like, we're going to have to at some point make the choice of, like, all right, how pure do we want to be?
Yeah. No, I don't know. I mean, I may taste it, kind of see what's up.
It's going to taste like water.
I would hope it tastes like water, but, you know, I don't know.
I mean, that's the thing. They're taking the extra step to not only, like, purify, again, getting rid of pathogens, viruses. They're also taking the extra step to put minerals back in so that it tastes like water should taste. So it's not like it'll taste like poo. It's just the idea behind it.
I mean, I'll take a sip of it, see where that takes me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I may, you know, continue to drink that if that were the last case scenario.
Right.
You know, especially with Bear Grylls and all these survival shows, it's when you're out of water that this has become a viable step.
Yeah.
But right now it's not a viable step, so I'm gonna steer clear.
I mean, Alexa, I'm now, like, I see what you mean. It's like, they should just be super upfront about it. And, like, they should be like, here's how much we clean it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they should go over the top. Be like, it's so clean, you won't even realize
it. Yeah.
I mean, Okay, so I'm saying that they should be transparent, but I also know that gaining public favor to fund something like this might be a little bit harder. So maybe your approach wouldn't be as bad. Like, if we just like, hey, maybe a year or two into it, you're like, hey, we've been using recycled water. It's, like, it's literally just wastewater and you haven't noticed the difference in the past year.
Yeah, like that'd be a great like just manipulation tactic. Like, well, you've been drinking it for a long time now and there's no issues.
Although then that goes into the issue of like, okay, you didn't disclose it to the public. Like, couldn't you potentially get sued for something like that?
Legally, my idea is bad. But I just think that the average person is going to hear poop water and they're going to be immediately out.
Yeah, definitely. I'm out.
We told you the story. Yeah, we told you the story and you were immediately like, why would you even ask me the question? That's the no. It's a hard no.
But then I guess another question that comes into mind is like, if people don't want to drink recycled water, does that just mean that bottled water is then going to see like, is there going to be inflation then? On like certain commodities or certain resources, like how much would you be willing to pay for bottled water as opposed to just drinking recycled
or tap water? Yeah. Yeah.
Oh wow. Well.
Like, are you willing to just shell out the bank account?
I might have to pull out the bank account just for some bottled water. Yeah. Depends on how much damage it does.
Okay. If we're talking like a $20 bottle of water.
Oh no way! No way.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that it's an interesting beginning because, like, it's going to come for everybody at some point. Because unless they make strides in taking the salt out of ocean water, like, amazingly cheaper, because that's the best case scenario. It's just a matter of whether or not they can make it affordable, because right now it's not. There's only, like, one country that does it. It's Israel, and they still do. It's only, like, 40% of their water comes from desalinization, but still, like... But they spend so much cash on it. It's crazy. So.
Mm-hmm. So is it also, they're just looking for public funding? Mm-hmm. Or are they also looking for funding from the government as well?
So
like,
at the moment.
In regards to like grants.
Right.
They may be.
So at the moment, from what I've read, the law or like the, what would you call it? Well, yeah, I'm assuming the regulation. Mm-hmm. That's what you would call it. So that's already been passed. At this point, it's just up to them.
So they can make poo water right now if they wanted to.
So they already have a couple of facilities that recycle said water. Like in communities like San Diego or Los Angeles where you're facing severe droughts.
Yeah.
It's gotten to that point where it's like recycled water is now there.
It's coming.
It's coming a lot sooner than what we would think. It's just in order to expand and in order to establish more facilities, it is a very expensive process. You do need public funding and you need public support. Mm. Like there's no other way around it.
Well, it must be cheaper then if they're going that route instead of trying to desalt water.
Oh, well, yeah, I think it's definitely cheaper.
So then, yeah, it's going to get to that point. Hopefully not too soon.
Well, we'll see. But thank you, Daniel, for your insight.
Hey, thank you
this
for having
exactly
me.
This is exactly what I wanted, was to see your reaction to, you know, if we asked you whether or not you would drink poop water.
Hey, I'm out.
That's You're out. It. Okay. Well, that's good. Well, thank you as well, Alexa.
Thanks, Q. Thanks, Daniel.